Hello there, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in and giving me your advice on my marketing business. I'm so glad that you like it. I wasn't sure that people would get it, you know, because it says fairy and that's kind of like kiddish, but I was kind of thinking like, you know, what you were saying, like sprinkling fairy dust on your business, making it grow. I did like your idea about the character with my face. However, the way that I want my logo to be is that I want it in kind of in the background. Like, I don't want the fairy to be the focal point because I don't want it to seem cartoonish or, you know, kiddish. Because if I want a company to hire me, I don't want them to see this colorful fairy with my face and them think that, oh, this is like a kid's, you know, club or something. So what I do want to do is I'm going to have someone design it where it's either a shadow, like a silhouette fairy, and it's either in the back. It's either in the background of my name, Digital Marketing Fairy, maybe it'll be sitting on one of the letters, or I'm going to have it like into the design where the fairy is kind of small and the fairy dust that she's sprinkling is really the focal point, like kind of making it glittery and like making that the focal point, because I want the fairy dust to be what makes your business grow, right? What helps, you know, enchant your business or whatever words I'm going to use. I haven't decided. So, that's my thought because again, I don't want the logo to be obnoxious. I really want it to be kind of subtle and making the name of the business more so the focal point than the fairy. Especially when you're working with bigger businesses, I don't want them to see the fairy and be like, oh, this is like some kid. You know what I'm saying? So I really want it to be professional, kind of sleek and kind of hidden. Like I want the fairy to be there, but like not the focal point. I was even thinking maybe having her have like tribal wings or something that will go into the letters of something. I don't know. I have a lot of ideas, but see, I have no artistic ability. So I have to rely on others. And yes, Fiverr is a great place for that, but I actually have my own, person that I work with personally to do all of my logos. If you've ever been to SheenaDiane.com, the guy that I go with, he's a really close friend of my husband, actually lives in New York, but he's got a great graphic design company and he did my logo for me, which I absolutely love. And then I also have another friend of mine, who just launched a business that, she actually helps with business branding, which is kind of perfect because that's what I'm going to be doing right now is trying to brand myself. So, I'm going to be working with her as well as my friend Nelson and, hopefully they can come up with something. It is, you know, it is nice to have those people that I can outsource. So if someone comes to me, let's say that you want me to market for your business, Michael, you know, and you say, look, I really want to rebrand. Right? I have somebody for that. Or if you say, hey, I really want this really catchy graphic design, I have someone for that. So it's really nice to have these people in my network because I can just outsource that because, you know, I'm great with writing. I can write you something all day long and do content marketing, you know, and I can even do little videos if you need little clip-it videos and stuff. I'm really good at that. But as far as like graphic design, I'm not very good at that. So that's where I kind of have to say, hey, Sheena, you're good at some things, you're not good at other things, and you have to kind of accept that and then outsource that. And so I do have people in my network to help me with that. So that's why I really feel like this business is going to be a success. Fingers crossed. But yeah, thank you so much for your advice. I always love hearing from you, my friend. And I love that you listen to my station. You know, I know you have a busy life, and so it's really great when I get to hear from you because you taking those, you know, 5 minutes or more out of your day to listen to me, it means the world. So thanks again, Michael. I appreciate it. And definitely fingers crossed that I can make this work. I'm going about it a little bit differently than I've done before. I'm kind of tiptoeing. Whereas before when I started my businesses, I've just been head first. This time I really want to be smart about it because I really want to make this something that my kids can benefit from or even take over later on. And so that's the difference this time. I'm really going full force in and making this work the right way. I really want to just do it right, have my marketing plan, have my vision board, and just do all of those steps before I really just jump in like I've done in other businesses. But anyway, Michael, great hearing from you as always. Mwah.
Hey, Michael, how's it going? It's Patrick. Here's a private message right back at you. I ended up not doing that call with Simon. I've just been struggling these past couple days. He's been up and down himself. But I really am. Right now it's 4 o'clock in the morning, well 4:10 here in upstate New York. Getting ready to try to do my show. I do my show every day and just put it together at the fly, and I can't find it in me to do the show. And I don't know. So I didn't do it, so that's why you weren't invited, so I'm sorry, but I will get back on the horse and see what we can do, see what we can throw together. I got to try to get past this. All right, man, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for supporting me here. I appreciate it, man. And we'll do something, though, because I want to. Thanks for calling me. Take care. Peace.
Hey, Michael, thanks for your message, man. Appreciate it a lot there. You know, I haven't been on Anchor in a few days, and I've kind of scaled back how much time I was spending on it to just doing a bunch of segments for episodes. And I really don't have much time to do anything other than that. But I'd like to do more of what I'm doing, but just sort of things make demands, you know yourself. But I appreciate the nature of your call, and thanks for your support. Nice one, dude.
Go, go, with the records in selection and the mirror's reflection. I'm a dancing all with myself when there's no one else inside. I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration and I'm dancing all with myself. Nothing to prove, but I'm dancing on with myself. If I looked all over the world and there's every type of girl, but your empty eyes seem to pass me by, leave me dancing on with myself. So let's sink another drink, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd ask the world to dance and I'd be dancing on with myself. Another drink, 'cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask the world to dance and not be dancing on with myself. Oh, dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. If I had the chance, I'd ask the world to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask the world to dance. If I had the chance, I'd ask the world to dance.
Michael Conway, how you doing? It's Jason with Good Vibes of Broad Minds and More, a podcast. Hey, thanks very much. Even if it is delayed, you know, no worries. You know, whenever you respond is when you respond. I love hearing your stuff, especially the always the thing about, you know, waffles, the sexy pancake. You know, definitely you should coin phrase and definitely trademark that label, make a t-shirt. Definitely I would, yeah, it's something that people should have. So just hoping you're having a great day, and take care.
Tonight, it's only you and me. troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon. After all, I knew it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might, kryptonite. I will keep, took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman.
As sweet as candy. Jay Thomas.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy's feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, and they keep falling. So I just did need some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. He's sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head, and they keep falling. But there's one thing I know: the blues they seem to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till your happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Cry is not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free, nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Cry is not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free, nothing's worrying me.
That was those last two songs were number one records you gave me back in the early early. Let's don't go into it. We want to do a couple of new songs for you. Want to hear some new things? The song was written by Michael Green and my good buddy Stephen Dorff, who just won a songwriting award the other night in New York City. He's the guy that wrote the Growing Pains theme song for me, and we'll do this for you.
High wire with no net to catch me, and I have stood in the spotlight where each flaw could be seen, and I've anted my faith to the mercy of strangers. When you ride on the big ride, you don't ride for free. And if we're burn for a day, if we're only poor players, let's rush to the stage. And if we don't know the ending, let's begin anyway. It starts in your heart, an expression of faith. It starts in your heart, an expression of faith. Well, the north wind is freezing and the thunder clouds gather. Still we scatter the new seed and we trust in the sun. And though this world is uncertain, we deliver children to life's great adventure.
the promise of love. If we're only brief candles, let's burn for a day. And if we're only poor players, let's rush to the stage. And if we don't know the ending, let's begin anyway. It starts in your heart, an expression of faith. It starts in your heart, an expression of faith. Some call it wisdom, and some call it in your heart, an expression of faith. It starts in your heart, an expression of faith.
church I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees and I began to pray. You know the preacher like the gold. He knows I'm gonna stay.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.